While your eyes are becoming adjusted to the light, we will tell you a little about how caves are formed. Centuries ago, man lived in caves. In them, he found safety from storms and beasts and savages. 300 million years ago, Kentucky was submerged by a great ocean called the Mississippian Sea. The bottom of the sea was covered with thick deposits of lime sludge, which by geological processes finally were consolidated into limestone, in which the caves now occur. In the millions of years which followed, the ocean withdrew incompletely from the continent, departing northward into Hudson Bay and southward into the Gulf of Mexico. Surface waters and underground streams carved out the present avenue. When this process was completed, the rooms were plain limestone ceilings and sidewalls. Then the surface waters penetrated the crevices of the limestone, and the minerals in the water formed stalactite, stalagmite, stalactite, and all the other varied formations which you see in these underground passageways. Cave onyx is formed by the mineral in the water. It holds on to the ceiling until the mineral deposit is extracted from the drop of water, and then the same drop of water falling to the floor leaves a mineral deposit. The formation that comes down from the ceiling is called the stalactite, and the formation that is built up from the floor is called the stalagmite. Many people become confused as to the difference between a stalactite and a stalagmite. Let me tell you an easy way to remember the difference. When you came down those steps, you held on tight. And when you ascend those steps, you will use might. The tight comes down, and the might goes up. When the two formations meet, they're called a column. The guide will show you a drop of water. It looks like any other drop of water. The mineral is invisible. When you understand that the onyx in this cave was formed by the invisible mineral in a drop of water, you will understand why this cave is millions of years old. It will be an inch of onyx. Most people like to know when and how a cave is discovered. At the time the cave was discovered, this whole section of land was owned by Colonel Proctor. He had slaves on the plantation. They set their traps in the wooded section in the hope of catching wild game. On the surface, just a few feet from the entrance, an old colored gentleman set his trap. One morning, he came to the trap with great anticipation, hoping that he might find a fox. He was doubly disappointed, for he found neither fox or trap. The steel trap was attached to a steel chain, and the chain was attached to a tree. So the old gentleman followed the chain, only to discover that the trap disappeared into a crevice. He looked down into the cavity. It was very black, and he was very black. So he decided that two black things should not get too close together. He backed away, went and told the old colonel what had happened. The colonel sent for his nephew, a Professor Richardson, from New Orleans. So, in 1859, Professor Richardson and a group of distinguished gentlemen discovered the section was discovered in 1932. On this trip, you will see both. You will see also how caves are separated and how man connected them millions of years later. Dr. N.S. Shiller, famed Harvard geologist, said, "Diamond Cavern is the most beautiful of 100 or more caves that I have seen in all parts of the world." Tom Goer, an official of the National Speleological Society, has perhaps visited more caves than any other man in America. As a former manager of one of the beautiful caves in Virginia, he has had an opportunity to study caves and cave people. After a visit to Diamond Caverns, Tom wrote, "I think Diamond Caverns one of the most beautiful caves I have ever seen. To me, it is notable both for its formation and its color." Please ask your guide any questions that may be in your mind. Take your time. This is strictly a formation trip. No one has eyes sufficiently keen to catch all that lies ahead.
Please do not handle the formation. Use the rails that have been placed along the trails for your safety. May I express the appreciation of the management for the privilege of showing you this fairyland of formation. More and more people are visiting this cave each year because more and more people like you are telling their friends about Diamond Caverns.